Deacon John's Jump Blues, and it was actually a film that a lot of these tunes were in, which featured Alan Toussaint, Dr. John, Wardell Kerzer, and Henry Butler, who we just heard on the piano. 24 before 8 o'clock Friday morning, First Take with Lando and Chavis. I'm Carlos, and Brett Starr's in this morning for Steve Chavis.
And happy to be here, Carlos. We've got a special feature today, courtesy of 5280 Magazine and co-writer Gerilyn Forsyth, who has put together a project that helps us determine just how Colorado we are. Quintessential bucket list, if you will, of different things that people can do in Colorado. There's a web address you can go to, mark off these things you have done, and then actually get a score you can share on social media to tell people you're standing. And I don't know how well I would do on this, Carlos.
Well, let's find out. Who do we got? We got Gerilyn Forsyth from 5280.
We do. Gerilyn, yeah. Are you there with us?
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for being on First Take on KUVO and KVJZ. So tell me, first off, so maybe people can follow along if they're already in the office or at home, what's the web address where they can see this bucket list?
So it's 5280.com/bucket list.
Excellent.
And if you go there, you can actually, there's a box where you can check on each item that you've done. And there's actually about 29 of them, so you shouldn't, which is kind of a low, you know, on the lower side of items, you know, checking off. And so no one should feel embarrassed if they just score, you know, 5 or 6, even around the office, you know, we were kind of poking fun at each other about that.
Well, what score did you get? Can you tell me?
You know what? Last time I took it, which is when we were working on it, I got 10 or 11, which I actually felt pretty good about since I'm a transplant.
Okay, good. So I shouldn't feel too guilty if I get around 10 or 11 out of 29. And how did you come up with these questions? Because I saw things such as, you know, have you ever snowshoed into the backcountry for, 12 hours to stay in a secluded cabin and stuff like that? Where did these questions come from?
Right. So that's the thing, is that a lot of these items, they are, I guess, what you could even refer to as lifetime, you know, goals or achievements. And some of them aren't that way. You know, some of them are just going to see a jazz show at the Peck or going to the Great American Beer Festival.
Well, I got 2 points.
2 points for Carlos.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. And so we kind of just thought about what our own personal bucket lists are. You know, it's a common conversation just with friends or even around the office. How we spend our weekends, and what are the most, you know, quintessentially Colorado things that we can aspire to do and kind of check off, you know, for our lifetime here.
And what do you think this list looks like maybe compared to what it would have been 10 years ago? Have you been in Colorado long enough to know how some of this stuff evolves?
You know, I can't say that I have. I feel like a lot of these, I think, would still stand. You know, cruising Colfax is one of them,
nice.
Going to a Broncos game. So they are pretty timeless. I think this list will still hold up in a year or 5 years.
Well, for natives and transplants alike, go to 5280.com/bucket list and take your shot at these items.
Hey, Gerilyn, can you tell at this point which questions are the most popular, or where are the points coming in from on people, or is it just something people take it, but are you guys keeping track there?
We're not, but that's okay. Actually a great, yeah, that's a great idea.
That. Well, we don't want to start any brawls out there.
No, but I'm just curious as to which questions seem to resonate, which are the most popular ones that would give you a pretty good score. Say, you know what, I guess I am a pretty good Coloradan.
Well, when you get to the end, you can share it on social media. Mm-hmm. So why don't we do our own little research project? When you get your results, tweet it at Jazz89. KUVO, and we'll check the Twitter feed and see if we've got any gold medal Coloradans out there this morning.
Great.
And really, really eager to see what my score is. I'm going to have to take it this weekend. And Gerilyn Forsyth, thank you so much for writing a piece that can, kind of exemplify living in Colorado.
Yeah, thank you. I look forward to seeing your scores and everyone else's. Should
Very
be
good.
Fun.
Excellent.
All right, Geraldine Forsythe from 5280 Magazine. And again, get out there and do it, man. Colorado's bucket list. 19 ahead of 8 o'clock. Let's get into this track here from J.P. Torres, the trombone man.